Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda. And I'm telling you, I am on fire today. I'm on fire, fire, fire. Yeah. Listen, Linda. This is what I do know. God is setting some folk up right now for some great things. He's setting some people up, and I'm not saying this as something I hope to be true or something that I think is true. This, I'm saying it as something that I know to be true. I am inspired. That revival last week, that revival that we had last week, September 27th to October 4th, that revival has deposited some things on the inside of me, even some things that I hadn't realized. It had given me hope in areas that I hadn't even realized it had given me hope. I am revived. I am rejuvenated. I am refreshed. I am just, all of that, renewed, all of that. So let me get into what I want to talk about today, because I kind of want to go down the same vein that I've been going, but I'm going to kind of take it to the right, not the left, because the left means it went wrong. I'm going to take it to the right because I think we're getting ready to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Some of you have been praying and asking God to show you the way out of your situation. You've been praying and asking God to give you a detailed plan, a strategy, an A to B dream, vision, whatever. You've been asking God for the answer, and God has given you the answer. Look at here. I'm getting ready to go over here to my Bible, and we're getting ready to do this thing. I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to lay it out, and you're going to get it, and we're going to move forward, and you're not going to have this thing. This enemy you see before you today, you won't see no more after you get what I'm about to lay on you. So give me a minute to pull up my the verse that I need. My God, I'm excited about this, and I apologize that I didn't do it prior to getting online, because I looked up and I was listening to something, and I looked up and it was time to get on, and as I was dialing in, God said, this is what you need to talk about. And so this is kind of like hot off the presses of heaven. This is hot off the throne room. And so I'm trying to talk and get to where I need to be. Because this is going to be something that is going to, I hope this is it. Lord Jesus, let this be it. Oh no, that's not it. Okay. There is a story, and I hate to call it story, so I'm gonna call it testimony, because I really want, I think this is it. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love Jesus. Okay, there is a testimony in the New Testament when Jesus was on earth. And it's the testimony of the 10 lepers. I'm trying to bring my mind back so I can talk to y'all on earth, because I'm up here in the heavens. I'm trying to come down. I'm trying to descend so I can talk to y'all. Okay, so here I am. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so the story of the 10 lepers, and what was going on with the 10 lepers where, they had leprosy, and we know the story where the 10 lepers cried out to Jesus, and Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest. And Luke 17:14, and I'm reading New Living Translation, it says, he looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Now, we always looking, we always jump over that. When we read this, we jump over that scripture and we get right to, and the one turned around and thanked God, and he was made whole. I've done that. I can preach a whole sermon on being made whole, and it you know, it's part of the revelation that God gave me about the process of when I was going through and trying to get over my past and get over the things that I had done and things that have been done to me. Part of the process that God showed me, he showed me the woman with the issue of blood, and he showed me the 10 lepers and the one that said, thank you, and he was made whole. Well, what that means, and I'm going to say it real quick, and then I'm going to get back to what I want to go to. What that means is that he was made whole. Everything he had lost had been returned to him. If he lost a finger, that finger came back. If he lost a nose, that nose came back. He was made complete, entire, lacking nothing. Everyone else got healed, but they might have still had a missing finger. They might have still had their ear off because, you know, leprosy, your body parts begin to fall off. The disease eats away at your skin, and that skin then becomes infected and falls off and rottens and all that stuff. But they may not have been made whole. They might not have gotten back what they lost. They just didn't have the disease anymore. Some of us, we are willing to settle for just not having it anymore. But some of us want to be made whole and complete. Boom, there it is. So now let's go back to the verse 14. Let me read it again. It says, Jesus, looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, that is important. If you have your Bible, underline, highlight, stick a pin there, do whatever you need to do so you can remember this. He looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Many people, God has told you to do something, and he told you to do it. He said, don't worry. He said, don't complain. He said, don't fight. Don't do this. Don't do that. I just need you to go here. I just need you to do that. I just need you to put it in my hands, whatever he has told you to do. He's given you instructions, and because your situation did not change when God spoke, when God said, don't worry about it, I got you, this thing did not change. You stood there looking at Jesus like, when is it going to happen? I thought you said you got me. And so, therefore, we are afraid to move because nothing has changed. But the Bible says that as they went, they were healed and cleansed of the leprosy. So that means that when they took their first two steps, they still had leprosy because they had to continue and go. They had to obey God. Many of us are not obeying God. Many of us are not moving. We're waiting for God to show us. We kind of live in the show me state, that we're waiting for God to show us Linda, what are you trying to say? We're waiting for God to show us the manifestation of the promise, and he has already spoken it. He told you to do something, but you can't see the manifestation of the promise until you do what God told you to do. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. They went to start showing themselves to the priest, and they started headed to the synagogue. They started walking to the place where the priest would be, and that's when they received the manifestation of their healing. They did not receive it until they shared what God said. See, that's why many of us are not receiving what God is doing in this season. We are looking at our brother and sister, and we're angry and mad because God is blessing them, and we're trying to do what God wants us to do, but we're not doing it. We're not actually doing it. We're waiting for God to show up and show out when God is saying, I need you to move. I told you to do something, and until you do it, I can't bless you. And I'm gonna use myself as an example. When in 2007, God told me to write my story, and because I did not want to expose myself, because I did not want to tell my story in its totality, I didn't write my story. I wrote the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Now, God bless that book. Will You Be Made Whole is a blessed book. The revelation in it is real. If you read it, it will bless you. But God would not allow me to absolutely put that book out to the market until I said that I was going to do what he told me to do originally, which was to write my story. When I sat down and started writing my story, he released me to put out Will You Be Made Whole. And in the meantime, you can get both of those books on Amazon right now. Will You Be Made Whole and In the Meantime. Both of those books are blessed, and the revelation on the inside of them is real, and it's transforming and changing lives, and people are finding their purpose and all of that wonderful stuff, and I thank God for it. But I had to do what God told me to do. I had to write my story. Now, I've been writing my story, and I did it again because I didn't learn my lesson the first time. I did it again. I wrote it, and I completed it last year. But I told half the story. Why? Because, again, Linda didn't want to expose Linda. Linda didn't want to do that. And what God told me is, Linda, until you write this complete story, the devil still has a stronghold. He still has a foothold in your life. He still knows that these are areas that you are ashamed of. You need to expose yourself so nobody else can come and expose you. Expose what you did and what I delivered you from. So it can be a testimony to anybody else that's reading that it doesn't matter what situation you are in, whether you were in the church, out of the church, whether you were a hellion or an angel, it does not matter. If you give it to God, God is going to. He's going to do and be faithful to what he said he was going to do. And so I was like, okay, God. And so I began to start to go through it and write it, and I'm telling you, I'm writing this book, and it's not hard to write it because it's the truth, but it's like, God, do I really have to tell them all of this? These people don't know me, and God said, exactly. That's why you got to tell them everything, because they don't know. You're assuming that only your friends are going to read this. You're assuming that people that know you and that heard your testimony is going to read this, but I want the person that never meets you. I want them to read this and know that I can still save them. I want them to read this and know that I can still deal with them. I can still allow them to do what I've called them to do. And it does not matter where they come from. It does not matter what they've done. It doesn't matter what people think or what people say about them. I need them to see your and read your story, because your story is the story that so many people are living right today in shame, and they're trying to hide it, and they're trying to dust themselves off by their own works. And I need them to do what I'm telling them to do. So I need you to, as you go to show yourself to the priest, as you go to show the people that you are healed, as you reveal that you have the leprosy and now the leprosy is gone, as you do these things, I need for you to do them so I can cleanse you totally. And so I thank God for the revelation of as they went, as they did what God said, their situation didn't change until they were being obedient to the word of the Lord. Somebody gonna catch that in a minute. God has told you to start a business, but you won't start a business, and you're doing all of this little busy work, and you're praying and seeking God's face, and you're trying to get God to move on your behalf. And I'm gonna tell you right now, God is not gonna move until you do what he said. That's why I believe that's why God told me to go into full-time ministry back in 2007, because he wanted me to see the greater works. And had I wrote my book the way I was supposed to write my book, no telling where I would be along my path and my journey, where I would be healed and what would be happening in my life. But you know what? It's not too late, because God said, go ahead, write the book. So right now I'm writing the book. I'm adding those things that I left out last year. I'm putting those things in. And at the end of this year, so help me God, at the end of these years, the Lord say the same, at the end of this year, December 31st, 2015, that book will be available for you to buy and purchase and read and glean from and all of that wonderful stuff. And I believe that God is going to transform lives even with that book. And I thank God that he allowed me to put Will You Be Made Whole and In the Meantime so that I, you know, so I have some books already out there. And even in all of this, not only is that God is good and gracious because he's given me other titles to write. He's given me other books to write. So once I finish with this, I got more books that are going to come out of me. But the thing about it is I had to go. I had to do what God said do. And as I start to, and I feel even right now in my own situation, my God, in my own situation, I'm beginning to see today. I feel the turnaround today. I didn't feel it yesterday. Yesterday, I felt the struggle and the crush of my situation. Yesterday, I felt the pain of the situation. Yesterday, I was feeling the every blow that the enemy was giving me. Yesterday, I was willing to throw in the towel. Yesterday, my God, yesterday. But God told me today to go and show myself to the priest. And so I'm getting ready to go, and I'm walking towards showing myself to the priest. And so you get to see at the beginning of this transformation in my life. You get to see at the beginning of this turnaround in my life. See, my situation still looks the same. My God, somebody just got it. My situation still looks the same, but I'm getting ready to do what God said do. I'm getting ready to be intentional about it. I'm getting ready to do it on purpose. I'm getting ready to make sure that I'm fulfilling the destiny that God has spoken over my life. I'm getting ready to do that thing, and as I go, I will be cleansed. As I go, I will be healed. As I go, things are going to start to work out and come together the way God said. So if God is giving you a promise and you have not seen that promise manifest, you have not seen that promise manifest, I am here to tell you the reason why it has not manifested, because you have not moved. Because the manifestation is not in the it's not for the place where you are. The manifestation is in the place where you should be. Somebody gonna catch that. See, God has already told you to do something. You should have did it last year. You should have did it 10 years ago. You should have did it yesterday. You should have did it last month. So God is saying, if you do it now, you'll be able to see it, because I've already told you, go show yourself to the priest. Let me read that one more time, and then I'm out of here. He looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. As they went. Look at your neighbor. Look at your phone. Look at your computer. Look at the picture of your husband, your wife, your children. Look at out the window at the car that just drove by and tell them, I'm about to go. I'm about to go. Because it's time for you to move. It's time for you to do what God has told you to do. You be blessed. You be encouraged. Until next time.